Hallelujah. I'm going to pray if I have to pray on by myself. Amen. I'm going to stand if I have to stand alone. Amen. This is the last night. That's further directed. We need the help of the Lord tonight in such a bad way, don't we? Without His help, we are nothing. Even did you come to have church tonight? Not just to be here. Put everything you've got into this last service of this revival. I've really enjoyed getting to be here with Savage and his family. Amen. And all the food that's been brought in, they just took us out. Amen. Everything's been brought in, all kind of pies, cakes, kind of food. We appreciate it. If I go to name the names, amen, I don't remember everybody. Amen. I just know that it was there. Amen. And I ate it. And the place where I'm going, the last time they saw me, I lost some weight. And they said, boy, you lost weight. I'm dreading to hear what they say now. I was hoping I'd lose even more so they could say, boy, you lost more, hadn't you, bud? Nevertheless, I have come to realize that it is impossible to lose weight and evangelize. All things are possible through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. He has to strengthen my will to say no. I start out good dieting. I just don't end up good. Start out real good, amen. But I don't continue to do good with it. That is the Lord to help me, amen. I have lost some, amen. But I don't know, I ain't weighed, so I may probably gain quite a bit since I've been here. Thank you for everything that you have done. I appreciate the offerings. Appreciate the hospitality. And you people just treat me like a home person. And that makes it a whole lot better. But Savage will tell you, and you other preachers can say, when you feel at home, you don't have the pressure, amen, quite as bad. And that's the reason why I try to make myself at home, amen, just to feel like I'm right at my house. Amen. And Sister Savage realized that today when she opened the door and walked into my room and cleaned it up. Looked just like my room at the house about. That's why I had the door shut, I think. Amen. So it wouldn't, she wouldn't notice it coming down to the office. But she cleaned it up for me. She's treated me so good. And Brother Savage has too. And even Corey has a little bit. Amen. He's picked at me and the rest of them have honored Whitney and Sister Marsh, all of them. We appreciate everything that's been said and been done. Thank you for everything. Do you love the Lord tonight? Thankful for even the kids letting me go with them today. I had a great time. Amen. Want the Lord to help us tonight. Amen. You ready to have church? Amen. How many is going to get in this service for the next few moments? Let the Lord have His way. Moments is time without a limit. So it matters not how many moments, but just the moments. Moment could be an hour, 2 hours, but moments is moments. Amen. So you pray for me as I preach moments tonight. Amen. Stand all over the building, stretch your hand this way, and ask God to lay His great big hand on us tonight. Great God, loving Savior, we appreciate You tonight. We love You because You're God. We love You because You are great, mighty. You're God of universe, God of creation, God of our lives. We're looking for You, Spirit of God, to move. Jesus, amen, make intercession for us tonight. Holy Spirit of God, move in our hearts like never before. And touch us, O God, that we might serve You tonight in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen and amen. Hebrews chapter number 2 tonight. I've never preached this, amen, exactly the way I'm fixing to go with it tonight, I don't think. Amen. Chapter number 2. Amen. Don't get scared on me here. I feel this on my heart tonight. I feel two or three things, and sometimes the Lord deal with me on two things. Amen. And I'll see, amen, try to figure out, amen, how to connect them, and I can't. But I just get to preaching, and the Lord always connects them somewhere. He always has a way of putting things together. And I have just been amazed sometime at the when you get to preaching, amen, the things that the Spirit, amen, will move on you to say that you had no idea you could even think of such. But He gives it to you. There has been times that I've studied and studied and studied and studied and prayed and prayed and get up to the service, amen, and thought I had it. I have what God wants. It was one of the most deadest service I've ever preached. But there's times I've walked in my blue jeans at my home church in my shirt. My preacher said, "You're preaching." I said, "Not like this." "Yes, you are. You just to preach." And I've had to get up and preach in my blue jeans before. But that was some of the best times I've had preaching. Because I wasn't expecting it. I didn't have but 5 minutes to even think about it. Amen. But the Spirit of God moved. Amen. And one old preacher told me, one elderly preacher. Amen. I like coming to elderly preachers' churches. They help you out. They got a lot of wisdom. They've been here a long, long, long time. They've been preaching for years and years and years. So they are good counselors. Amen. And you learn things from elders, don't you? Elderly men. Amen. Like I have this week and 2 weeks. Learn a lot of things. He told me, he said, one thing that Smith Wigglesworth said, he's a real Smith Wigglesworth guy, this elderly man. And he told me, he said, there's one thing, Brother Greg, if you could ever get, it would change your ministry, which I'm having a hard time getting it, but I'm trying to get there. He said, if you'll learn to depend solely upon the Spirit, do not worry if the crowd says amen. Do not worry if they say glory. Do not worry if they say hallelujah. Just preach and let the Holy Ghost have His way. And when you do that, God takes care of the rest. Said no matter how dead it was, Smith Wigglesworth flying, said he could get up and within 5 minutes the place was on fire because he depended solely on the Spirit. And I would I could get that way. When I say help me preach, it's not necessarily to say amen and jump and shout. It's just to keep your mind up here and get together. Because I know how bad the devil distracts us in this hour. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 2. I don't know how this is going, but it's going. Amen. This way I feel like the Lord wants me to go tonight. Amen. In this service. Amen. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I felt Him singing. That song just gets to me. Amen. Anything about going on. On. Going on. You hear me, Bo? Going on. Going on. Not. Going on. It's going on. Amen, the way I say it. Me and him had a little disagreement today. But nevertheless, anything about going on or on, amen, excites me. Amen. I like, amen, God's keeping power. I told you, amen, I think I did at the beginning of the revival, a Baptist preacher was talking to me and he said, "You know, you're one of them Pentecostals, aren't you?" And I said, "Sure, sure am." He said, and y'all believe and you can backslide. And I said, explain to me your doctrine of eternal security because I've always wanted to ask you this. He began to roll it off. And I said, well, why don't you, I said, I wish you would teach that even better. I said, because in my school, I said, I witnessed to people that were druggies. You men and partied all the time. I said, and they think they're going to heaven because you've told them because they were baptized as a child that they're saved. I said, I wish you'd teach that better. And we began to talk, and he began to explain to me. He said, if you say you can backslide, you are degrading the grace of God. I said, you're right. To backslide is to say the grace of God couldn't keep you saved. To backslide is to say the power of God is not powerful enough to keep you saved. And so I look back at him and I said, I believe 99% of what you're saying. I do believe 99%. I believe you can get saved and forevermore be saved in eternity. Amen. After a million years, still be saved. Oh, it's quiet there. I'm afraid we as holiness practice backsliding too much. We preach it too much. Come on now. We don't preach enough of the power of God keeping you saved. Amen. Oh, it's quiet there. Amen. You've heard the story of the Baptist preacher and the Pentecostal walking down the road. I told you, I believe, or I might have didn't. Amen. The Pentecostal looked over at the Baptist and said, yeah. Said, y'all the ones that preach that eternal security. You preach that you can't backslide. Amen. He said, yes, we preach we can't backslide. And you bunch are the ones that practice it. Amen. Whoa! Come on here and help me while I preach. I'm glad you can get it and keep it. Get salvation and hold on to it. Amen. Amen. Oh, I hope you'll... Amen. The Lord will help me just a while and you'll help me. Amen. And we'll help each other and we'll just get in and let the Lord touch us. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 1. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. How often in revivals does the Spirit of God come by, move in such a magnificent, awesome way. Amen. And the Lord moves and helps us. But within 2 weeks after revival, we let them slip. Amen. I was preaching revival, and man, we had church. The power of God fell. People moved. We had people getting saved near about every night. I'm talking about people that are still saved till tonight. Amen. It's been since July. God's moving in their lives. And we had such a move of God. People shouted every night. We had, amen, one of the best revivals that he said ever had at that church. Holy Ghost move. But I called about 2 or 3 months. Amen. Now it's been. And I called the other day and I said, how's it going, preacher? He said, well, somebody said the other night, I wonder if Brother Greg took it with him when he left. No, I didn't take it with me when I left. They let it slip. Come on now. The sinners are still, the people that got saved, the new converts are still good. Amen. But them Christians, let it slip out of their hands. Oh, help me just a while. Amen. Give them more earnest heed of the things that you have heard and hold on to it. The devil comes to steal, to kill and destroy. He could not cross the bloodline to get to where I'm at. Amen. To take away, amen, my joy. But the way that he gets my joy is when he tempts me. I walk over, amen, take up the temptation. And therefore I lay my joy down in the progress. Amen. In the process. Come on now. Amen. So, come on here. So if I'm the one that walked over, then I'm the one that's got to turn around and walk back. Let me ask you a question real quick. I'm not even getting where I'm going yet. Amen. But did the prodigal son, did the father go all the way to the hog pen, snatch him out of the hog pen, snatch him through the fence, drag him up the road, and slung him into the house? No, sir. He waited for him outside. Come on. Amen. In the field, if I can put it that way, waiting for him. But the prodigal son made up in his own mind, I am going back to the Father's house. Amen. Come on. And that teaches me and shows me that I am where I'm at because I want to be where I'm at. If I want more of God, then I've got the power to change my mind and start walking closer to God. Oh, you're quiet. Come on, it's the truth anyhow. Amen. We say, move God, move God. God says, you move. You get up. You walk. Amen. The greatest thing that a man, woman, boy, girl has got, amen, is the power to change their mind. Amen. Give the more earnest heed of the things which you've heard. I'll come back to that. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, and when divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. The book of Acts, chapter number 2 tonight. Amen. Chapter number 3, excuse me. The book of Acts, chapter number 3. Amen. Verse number, 19, excuse me. Amen. Verse number, well, we'll read 18. But those things which God, 3 and 18, before hath shewed by the mouth of all of His prophets, that Christ should suffer, He hath also fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Oh, what a salvation. Oh, what a plan of salvation. You're going to help me, aren't you? Amen. The sweetest words I ever heard were, I forgive. Amen. Verse 20, and He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all of His holy people since the world began. Such hands, the Holy Ghost really helped that preacher tonight. Amen. Raise both hands. Ask God to touch you in this service. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have your way tonight, Jesus. Raise your hands and worship Him just a moment. Oh, we love you tonight. We are thankful for what you've done and looking for what you're going to do in our lives even further. Hallelujah. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen. I want to preach such simple tonight. Amen. On, oh, how great a salvation. Oh, how great a salvation. Amen. Amen. The Lord will help me just a while. Amen. The first stage of salvation, the first step, if you can put it that way, is repent. Now, this is going to be simple to you. Amen. But I want to preach it to you tonight just a little while. Repent means to change one's mind. Amen. Man finds out he is wrong and he changes his mind. Amen. We mourning that we have committed sin. That's repentance. Amen. Finding a resolution to forsake it, to turn from that we have been doing. And a love for what we once hated and a hate for what we once loved. Come on now, help me a while. Amen. You're going to get in tonight, aren't you? Amen. It's just simple preaching tonight. Amen. Jesus' words were repent. John the Baptist's words were repent. Amen. All the great men of old, their words were repent. The greatest message that's ever been preached is repentance. I'm going on to sweet things in a moment, but stay with me. This is very sweet to me. Amen. This is like that honey in my hands, I told you. It runs out before I could ever get to you. The sweetest words, amen, that I've ever heard was, I will forgive you if you will repent. Amen. And repent is not being sorry for what you've done only, amen, but being sorry plus a change of mind, a change of heart, a turning around and going in a right direction. Amen. Amen. It is a love for what we once hated. amen, in hatred for what we once, amen, loved. I cannot explain to you, come on here, amen, what happened to me the night I prayed through, the night I got saved, the night the blood of Jesus was applied to my life. I couldn't explain it, Brother Jimbo, but all I know, there was a transaction that took place in my heart. There was something, amen, that took place in my mind. There was something that took place in my soul. Oh, Brother Forrest, I am so glad that it ain't just for the rich, and it ain't just for the smart, and it ain't just for them that's been raised in it, but it's for them that don't know a dab about it. Amen. They can plunge in the altar, and the same blood that saved those that know all about it can reach in the heart of somebody that don't even know how to pray. Amen. And they can say, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Amen. And the blood of Jesus right then transform. I'll tell you, from the time that we were born, all of hell set out, amen, to disrupt us, to disfigure us, to make us a fourfold child of hell. Come on now. Even to mess up our lives. That is what the devil wants to do to these young folks. That is what the devil wants to do to these that are lost. Amen. Is disfigure them. But not only them, he wants to do it to us. But the only thing is, he can't get his hand on us. My God, help me while I preach this day while. And the only thing that he is allowed to do is what my Heavenly Father allows him to do. So if my Heavenly Father allowed it, then he has a set point in a time that he shall say, take your hand off of my boy. Woo! Now I'm feeling like preaching tonight. Amen. I'm glad I said moments here. Hallelujah. Repent. Amen. A change of heart. A change of mind. Amen. Finding out I am wrong. Amen. That is so hard for preachers to do. That is so hard for church to be. Come on. That is so hard for people to do. To realize they are wrong. I've had folks that have walked out in my meeting. Not just in this one. Amen. That did just jumped up and said, I enjoyed what you had to say. Said, but the thing is, I've been raised the way I am, and I'm not going to change. My grandma taught me this, and I'm going to live like this. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong. But hear me tonight, brethren and sisters, the greatest message that could ever come across the pulpit, even if it pricks your heart and makes you realize that you are wrong in your idea, you are wrong in your way of thinking, you are wrong in your attitude, until you realize that you are wrong, God can't do nothing about even what you're doing until a sinner first realizes, amen, that they are sinful and that they're on the road to hell. God cannot help them. But I tell you why I'm still saved tonight. It's because I've seen that the road I was on was leading me nowhere but in circles and down to destruction. But thanks be to God, when the love and the light of God shined in, I turned my heart around and I got on this holiness highway. And David said, I have set mine heart toward the highway. Now I'm a feeling like preaching, and I feel the preacher here tonight. But I don't want to just do the Greg Atkins Entertainment Hour, as Joey Hart would say. Amen. I just don't want to jump up here and hoot and holler and you look at me. I want you to say, yes, Brother Greg. That's what I did. I got saved. I really got saved. Amen. There is difference. Come on now. And conviction. And conversion. Woo! Come on. Conversion means a turning from and a turning to. Conversion is even different than repentance. Come on now. For you see, we turn from sin, but you also just can't turn from something. You've got to turn to something. Amen. You cannot. I'm afraid that's what happens with young folks that pray. Amen. And they come to the altar. They go to trying to do things in their lives. And go to trying. Come on now. Amen. Help me just to hear just a little while. Amen. They say, all right, mama, I know what to do. I got to turn from all of this. So they turn from it. But they never get filled with anything else to take the place of where that was. Come on now. Help me here. Conversion is a turning from and a turning to. Amen. I turn from my sin. Amen. Unto. Amen. Mercy and grace. Hallelujah. There was a young boy one time. Amen. Adopted. Amen. And his brother. Amen. His stepbrother, whatever. Amen. He was adopted in this family. The real blood child always made fun of the adopted child. The real blood child would say, you don't belong to daddy. You don't belong to mama. Said, you don't got our blood. Amen. Our blood don't come on. Listen to me a while. Amen. My blood, our blood don't flow through your veins. Amen. He'd make fun of him every day when they get in little arguments as children. But there came a time when the adopted son got tired of it. Amen. He looked that real blood son in the eyes. And he said, all right, you've said it long enough. He said, let me tell you something. The day you were born, no matter how ugly you were, the doctor put you in mama's arms. And mama had to take you out of the hospital even if she didn't want you. He said, but when they got me, they come down to the adoption agency and they looked through all them young'uns and they picked me out of the crowd and they said, I want that one. And when they carried me home, it's because they wanted me. Come on now. Help me while I preach. I'm telling you tonight, sometime the devil said, you don't belong, boy. You don't belong. You don't belong. But I tell you, amen, but for the blood. I know it's true, because here I'm standing with the chosen few. But for the blood that was shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood, amen, that cleansed and set me free. For all of my righteousness is filthy rags. But for the blood shed for me. Hallelujah. I was so ashamed. I could not hide my face. I was so ashamed for all the wrong I'd done. Amen. Hallelujah. But for the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. I was bound to face hell's flame. But for the blood. Hallelujah. One old black guy said it like this. He said, hey, I was headed to hell, but he wouldn't let it be. Amen. They sang a choir song. He wouldn't let it be. The devil was going to destroy me, but he just wouldn't let it be. Amen. I was bound. He'd been by chains, but he wouldn't let it be. I had no hope, but he wouldn't let it be. I had no mercy, but he wouldn't let it be. Mercy broke through. Jesus broke through and said, take your hands off of my child. Amen. Oh God, we're so thankful for such a plan. I am free from the past. Amen. Boy, I've got to hurry. I got a long way to go. Amen. Just a little time. Amen. To get finished. Hallelujah. One little girl, God was using her. Amen. 12 years old, she'd get up. They said, give out messages in tongues. Through the Lord, move on that young lady. Power of God, move on. She just crying. Brother Kevin Webster's little boys like that. Amen. He did. Used to be anyway. I don't know if he is now. Amen. But I used to watch just 5 years old. Walk around and cry. Amen. Speak in tongues. Got the baptism of the Holy. She was 12 years old and the old deacon come to her. And he said, young girl, said, I'm really going to see if you got what you say you got. He said, why don't you? Said, go home and I want you to ask God, what's the worst sin I committed before I got saved? I want you to ask him. And I want him to tell you. Said, when he tells you, I want you to come out and tell me. So the next Sunday night when she walked in, he walked in. He looked at her with a smirky grin on his face as if to say, you forgot. Amen. To pray, didn't you? She looked back at him and said, "Oh, no, sir. I prayed. I asked God, what's the worst sin you committed?" He kind of dropped this smirky grin then. And he said, "Well, what did he tell you?" She said, "I don't know. He told me he forgot." Wow! Hallelujah! Oh, sometimes I get discouraged. Excuse me. Back it up. Sometimes I get bothered when I think of yesterday. But then I remember that my God forgets when I remember all that I did. Amen. And the devil says, "You ain't got no right for the Holy Ghost. You ain't got no right to be evangelizing." But then I remember my God forgets. Hallelujah. My God, Brother Silas. Amen, Silas. Amen. The sweetest words I ever heard. Why? Forgive. And not just forgive, but forget. Wow, raise your hands and thank God. Wow. Brother Forrest, aren't you glad your mom and your dad don't know all you done? Wow. Hallelujah. And the only one that knows some of the things would be God. But aren't you glad God don't remember no more? I preach a message sometime about a book of our lives and how we get stuck on pages. Amen. Them grudges that we can't get past. Come on, we just keep them and we stay on that grudge page so long. Come on now. Amen. It gets turned yellow. And we can't never go any further in our life. God can't never write nothing new down because we're stuck on an old page. But I preach about how when we're born, you know, June 9, 1975, amen, 7:30, Enterprise, Alabama, I came into this world. Amen. And I say, "Mama has a picture of me every year of my life, you know, eating the cake all over you." And do y'all do that here in Virginia? I mean, you got the first day of you said, "Daddy and Mommy," you know, and you got all that stuff wrote down. Amen. My sixth grade picture is the worst one of them. Don't ever let Granddaddy take you to get your hair cut because he don't know what to take you and get you. Come on now. Amen. I'm telling you, sir, I wish I could get past that. I wish I could throw that in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. But I get to preaching about that book of my life. Amen. I said, but God's got a book also. How many knows that? God's got a book. But the only thing about God's book, Brother Silas, is when I look into it, it's not right correctly on my birth date. It don't say June 9, 1975. There's 14 years of pages missing. For it only says August the 30th, 1989. But God, where's the rest of it? It's in the sea of forgetfulness. Come on now. Hallelujah. You can't even find the scribbly pages on it. Come on here, help me. Wow, glory. I'm so glad I've never been...